Look at this kid. He's dancing. It's my grandson. He likes to dance, and he is listening to a song, and he's looking around, and he's just entertaining everybody. That's great. That's good. That's a good thing. Person number two. See that? Who is that? That's my dog. That is Harper Blue. And I took this picture this morning a little bit angry with her. And I'll tell you in a minute. Let me show you another picture. This is Liam. He came down on Friday and he's in his room playing with all these things, toys in there. And here he is on the front porch swinging. He had a wonderful time swinging, okay? And then here he is eating a snack at our house. Puffs. I don't know what those are. They're just kind of little things you eat. Cheese and turkey. And then he has, it looks like yogurt in a, kind of like in a squeeze thing. Nasty. I think most of that food ended up on my floor, okay? Let me tell you my problem. Okay, Liam is my grandson, and he just can't do no wrong. Except there's one problem. He can do wrong. Okay, for instance, he is such a great little kid, a great dancer, but he somehow loves plug-ins. And if you do not watch him, he will be going to a light socket wanting to play with it. Or in his room in his house, there's this camera that watches him when he sleeps, and it's mounted and it has a cord that comes down. And he loves to go get that cord and try to pull that camera down. You have to watch him all the time. And you know what the number one word I end up saying to him is most of the time? You know it. No, no. Why? Have you heard that word before? Okay. Let me tell you about the other. So here's the problem. Here's Liam, who I just love, but I can't let him stick his fingers in a light socket, can I? No, that wouldn't be good. I can't have him pulling stuff down on his head, can I? So I have to teach him no, and I have to watch him because his safety depends on him. Well, let me tell you about the other one, Harper Blue. Guess what? Guess what time she decided to wake up this morning? 5:45 this morning, Harper decided she was hungry. And since my wife is taking care of Liam this week, guess who gets to feed her at 5:45 this morning? And then guess what? Right after she eats, she goes right back to sleep. And that's really nice. Except guess who can't go back to sleep? Me. And I have had her for the last 2 or 3 days, and guess what the number one word I say to the, Harper Blue all the time is? No. Here's something she did that really upset me. I had her over here at the church, and we were walking outside, and you know, we live across the street, and she decides she doesn't need to walk with me. She can run home by herself. There's only one problem with Harper. She's a baby, she's a puppy, and she doesn't look before she crosses the street. So I had to say to her over and over again, no, no, no. Here's my answer. How do I get those two, Liam and Harper, to mind? Put an electric fence, okay. That might... Okay. I have to teach them. But ultimately, what has to happen someday? They have to obey me, don't they? Yeah. Just like with your parents, when they tell you no, eventually You have to do what? Obey them. We're going to be talking this morning. The Bible says, children, obey your parents. And I wish some of y'all would teach Harper how to obey me, because she's wearing me out, okay? But it's very important. If it's important for Liam, and if it's important for Harper, it's important for you to obey your parents, okay? That's what we do. So let's pray and ask God to help us do that. Lord, I pray for these kids. They'd understand sometimes they don't want to obey, but they need to. It's the right thing to do. And help them to obey you, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.